This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, October 16th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, for the 10th time since the government shutdown, the Senate turned back a GOP proposal to reopen the government. Commodity groups and farm organizations have been calling on the White House and Congress to get to work and bring assistance to the nation's farmers. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says this isn't a problem that started overnight.
I think it has been growing, right? We've seen margins tighten and go reverse over the last several years. Tariffs, different trade mechanisms beyond tariffs this past year have exacerbated that. But to suggest that like one single thing has been the cause, I don't think that's probably fair. We certainly didn't end up with the concentration and the kind of monopolization of our input and market overnight. And so it's a broader effect. Look, we would agree that tariffs have had a big impact. But one of the things that we're kind of frustrated by is that there is a lot of finger pointing going on in D.C. right now. And family farmers can't afford this kind of political infighting. We need solutions.
Ohio farmer Jed Bauer is president of the National Corn Growers Association and says this is a nationwide issue.
We're seeing it all the way across the country. This isn't a regional issue. This is a nationwide issue. Our growers see that. We're continually looking for ways, looking for solutions, because our goal is not to be vocal and push back and push against the situation we're having. I'm not saying that we don't have to do that from time to time, but we truly want to try to bring solutions, things that will help the American farmer, things that we can take to the administration, take to Congress and say, this will drive demand. This will help support rural America, and we truly want to try to help bring a solution back to the farmer.
LaRue says this should normally be a positive time for farmers in the middle of what promises to be a record harvest, but it isn't.
The harvests are strong. I think they're looking good, and this should generally be a really positive time. But as you look at the markets, and particularly looking out in the future, you cannot continue to run a business, particularly a farm, year after year and continue to lose money. And that is unfortunately the prospect that so many family farmers are facing today.
Bauer says no farmer is immune to red ink on the bottom line.
I think we're all feeling the stress. Even the people that may own 100% of their ground, have zero debt, they're not comfortable with the way things are. I mean, yeah, they're going to be around through this, but they don't want to pay outlandish prices to raise a crop and show a loss. You can only lose so many times, Jeff, before you can't lose anymore. And we need a win as corn farmers.
Bauer's in his 20th crop year, and while commodity prices are higher than when he started, his margin is at the lowest he's seen.
I think margin-wise, this will be the biggest spread. Margin-wise, this is by far the worst year. And I think the year I started, I was raising $1.95 corn and $4.95 beans.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley has called on Congress to approve bridge financial assistance for farmers, passing year-round E15 legislation, and investigating why input prices are so high. LaRue agrees and would take it one step further.
Not only making sure that we deal with immediate needs right now and doing everything we can to increase market opportunities for things like year-round E15, and then looking at not only fertilizer inputs, but across the board, the impact that monopolies or near monopolies have on input prices. And then you add on top of that, Jeff, what we all are seeing about the effects of recent trade, tariffs and so forth, not only on our inputs, but on our markets themselves and prices. We need a farm safety net into the future that can deal with this, and we don't currently have that. So, we couldn't agree more, with Senator Grassley on these points, and we would even take it a few steps further.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.